In the name of Allah, the All-Beneficent, the All-Merciful. There are two frequent key expressions, in the Holy Quran, and the traditions, as well as, in the supplications, prayers and ziyarat. First, the Hablal Mateen or strong rope. Second, the Orvatol Voskat or firmest handle. There are many verses on this topic. And, we are going to explain the truthful meanings of both expressions in this program.
First verse. Whoever disbelieves in the shaitan, and believes in Allah, he indeed has laid hold on the firmest handle, which shall not break off, and Allah is hearing, knowing. The Holy Quran 2:256. We should know that the shaitans are all false deities, other than Allah. In many traditions, the infallible imams, alayhim assalam, has compared the false deities to the unjust rulers, and enemies of religion, whether they be apparently the companions of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, or Jabt, Tagut, Lot, or Uzzah, and also they considered the two hypocrites, the first and the second caliphs, Abu Bakr and Umar, as the Sanami, or idols of Quraysh. And it is narrated from Imam Sadiq, alayhi salam, that, in the Book of Allah, our enemies are called Fasha, Munkar, Asnam, Asan, Jabt and Taghut. The Blessed Kolaini, Rahmatullah alayh, has narrated from Imam Sadiq, alayhi salam, that, Orvatol Voska refers to the faithful man. And in another tradition, he says that, Orvatol Voska is to bring faith on only one God, who has no partner. There is a tradition in Mahasan by the same Imam that, Orvatol Voska means monotheism, and Ibn Shahr Ashub has narrated from Imam Bagir, alayhi salam, that, Orvatol Voska is the love of we, Ahlul Bayt, alayhim assalam.
And in Uyun al-Akbar Riza, there is a tradition from the same Hazrat that, the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said that, those who want to board the ship of salvation, and get attached to Orvatol Voska, and Hablal Mateen hold of Allah, should after me befriend Amirul Mu'mineen Ali, and be inimical to his enemies, and follow the Imams from his progeny. Also from the same Hazrat, it is narrated that, the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said that, those who want to hold Orvatol Voska, should love Amirul Mu'mineen Ali and my Ahlul Bayt. Also there is a tradition that, the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, those who follow the 12 infallible Imams from the progeny of Imam Hussein, alayhim as-salam, then without any doubt, they have followed Allah, and those who disobey them, are those who have disobeyed Allah. They are Orvatol Voska and they are wasila or medium, for the people to reach Allah. According to another tradition, Imam Rizat, alayhi salam, wrote to Mamun about Islam, Sharia and religion. It was also written that, the earth is never without the hojat, or proof of Allah. And they are Orvatol Voska, and imams of guidance, and proofs of Allah among the people. There is a tradition in Tawhid that, Amirul Mu'mineen, alayhi salam, said that, I am Hablal Lahil Mateen, God's strong rope, and I am Orvatol Voska, the firmest handle. There is a tradition in Kamaluddin that Imam Rizat, alayhi salam, said, we are the hojaj, or proofs of Allah on the people, and we are the words of piety and Orvatol Voska. In Mani al-Akbar, there is a tradition from the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that, those who want to get attached to the Orvatol Voska, which shall never break, should attach themselves to my brother, and my vicegerent, Amirul Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib's vilaya. Without any doubt, he will not be destroyed that befriends him, and has belief in his imama. And he will not get salvation that regards him as an enemy. In Tawallul Ayat, there is a tradition from Imam Rizat, alayhi salam, that the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said that those who want to catch hold of the Orvatol Voska should be attached to the vilaya of Amirul Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib. According to another tradition from Zayd ibn Ali, the Orve Polvoska or the firmest handle in the Holy Quran, is the true and intense love for Ali Muhammad, alayhi salam. Second verse. And hold fast by the covenant or rope of Allah, Heblalat, all together and be not disunited. The Holy Quran 3, 103.
Third verse. Abasement is made to cleave to them, wherever they are found, except under a covenant with Allah. The Holy Quran 3, 112.
The statement, hold fast, all of you together, to Heblu Allah, the cord of Allah, gives a mental impression that a rope is hanging from the heaven, so that those who are lying down on the ground or earth may climb up, by holding it, in the presence of the Lord to seek His nearness. Abu Sa'id Khudri reports that he heard the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, saying, I leave behind me, among you, two ropes. If my people hold fast to these two ropes, after me, they shall not go astray. They are the Book of Allah, hung from the heaven unto the earth, and my Ahlul Bayt. Be it known that these two shall never be separated from each other, and joined together, they shall meet me at the pond of Qasar. The Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, has also said, my Ahlul Bayt, among you, are like the Ark of Nuh. He who sails on it, will be safe, but he who holds back, shall perish. There are several traditions of the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, mentioned that Muhammad and Ali Muhammad were the talking Holy Quran, and the revealed Book of Allah is the silent Holy Quran. The holding fast to the Book of Allah and Muhammad and Ali Muhammad means total attachment with and devotion to them, because all good generates from this act which enables man to rise upward and reach nearness to Allah. The life of the Holy Prophet and his Ahlul Bayt, alayhimus salam, is the best example of the teachings of the Holy Quran. The statement, do not become disunited, means those who rely on and make use of theories and methods formulated and put in practice by mortal men, by avoiding or neglecting the commandments of Allah and the teachings of the Holy Prophet and his Ahlul Bayt, alayhimus salam, are bound to go astray and create discord and disagreement among the united community of the believers. This sentence warns the Muslims not to misinterpret the verses of the Holy Quran or have doubts about the authority of the Holy Prophet and his Ahlul Bayt to explain the true meanings of the word of Allah, because these two are the inseparably interwoven cord of Allah, else they will be divided into several sects. So, to remain on the right path shown by the Holy Prophet, follow him and his Ahlul Bayt, alayhimus salam, in letter and spirit.
Many of the traditionists have said that it means those who remain steadfast on the promise of Allah are protected. There is a tradition from the Blessed Ayashi that Imam Muzak Hazim, alayhi salam, said regarding the verse, and hold fast by the covenant or rope of Allah all together, and be not disunited, that Ali ibn Abi Talib is Hablal Lahil Mateen. It means the tight rope of Allah. Another tradition from Imam Bagir, alayhi salam, says that the progeny of the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the rope of Allah, for whom Allah has commanded in this verse. Also, there is a tradition from Imam Siddiq, alayhi salam, that he said, we are the rope of Allah. The Blessed Ali ibn Ibrahim has narrated that Hablal Lahil means the oneness or tawhid of Allah, and the mastership or vilaya of Ahlul Bayt, alayhimus salam. None can worships Allah without referring to the 12 infallible Imams. Also, there is a saying of Imam Bagir, alayhi salam, on the verse, and be not disunited. 3, 103. The Imam said that Allah was knowing that this nation would be separated from its Prophet, and they will have difference with him. That is why he stopped them from the difference, as the nation which was before them was prohibited. Therefore, they were commanded that they should remain united on the vilaya of Muhammad and his progeny, and should not disunite. The Blessed Ayashi has narrated from Imam Sadiq, alayhi salam, that the Hayablallah is the book of Allah, and Hayablon Nas is Ali ibn Abi Talib, alayhi salam. In Majalis of Sheikh Tusi and Manakib of Ibn Shara Ashub, it is narrated from Imam Sadiq, alayhi salam, that, we are Hayablallah, the rope of Allah.